Rock 107 WIRX and WIRX.com. I'm Brock, and welcome to my fishing spot, your one stop for tips and tricks for successful fishing. And it's all brought to you by Tackle Haven, located on Riverview Drive in Benton Harbor. Here's this week's tip. Texas or Carolina, what rig is best? This week, I want to talk about two of my favorite rigs, which is the Texas rig and the Carolina rig. And the reason I love these so much is, well, one, it's two of the first rigs I ever learned how to tie and fish with. And two, whether you're a beginner or been fishing your whole life, they're super easy rigs to set up. You can get to fishing right away and also have a lot of success with them. Let's talk about the Texas rig first. And honestly, the big difference between these two rigs comes down to a leader, but we'll get to that. So let's do the Texas rig. You only need three things to get started with your Texas rig. You need a hook, you need a bait, and you need a bullet weight. That's it. You're ready to go. So what you do is you take that bullet weight, you're going to put that on thin point first. So you want the pointy end going into the line first. Then you're going to tie your hook on. And again, whether you use a wide gap hook or an offset, any worm hook is going to work fine. Tie that on there, improve clinch knot, works great. So you got your weight, you got your hook, and then you just put your soft plastic bait on and you're ready to go. That's literally it. And you can be on the water fishing very, very soon. Some people do like to peg their weight so it stays by the head of the hook. Again, what I mean by pegging is you can take a toothpick or something to keep that weight from sliding up and down on the line. But that's your prerogative. All right, let's talk about the Carolina rig. Now, the big difference with the Carolina rig is that you're going to have a leader on there. So you have your main line, and all you need is, again, that bullet weight, a glass or plastic bead, a barrel swivel, your leader, and a hook. All right, so what you're going to do is you're going to take your main line, you're going to put that bullet weight on, again, pointed end up first towards the rod tip. You're going to take that bead, again, whether you use glass or plastic, you're going to put that on underneath the bullet weight. Then you're going to tie your barrel swivel. That's what you attach your leader to, and then you attach the hook just like we did with the Texas rig, and then you put on your plastic bait. I prefer the Carolina rig just a little bit more because I feel like I can get a more natural fall with the bait, but again, they're both great. The Texas and the Carolina rig, you can have a lot of success fishing those, and they're super easy to tie. You don't need a lot of material, and you don't need a lot of experience. Anybody can do these kind of rigs. So I recommend getting out on the water, use the Texas or the Carolina rig, and get you started and have some fun. Catch some big old bass. This has been Brock's Fishing Spot, brought to you by Tackle Haven on Riverview Drive in Benton Harbor. Until next time, keep your beer on ice and your lines in the water.